And a very pleasant good morning. Happy 4th of July, everybody, from the Russian Way waterfront. 4th of July Freedom Fair. And once again, Play Radio, 1180 AM, is on the scene. Happy to be part of this. I'm Bill Ogden, along with Mike Franco. How you doing?
Well, I'm would be doing better if the coffee maker had actually been turned on.
I've been complaining, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I just a little coffee in the morning.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you had to be exposed to this so early in the broadcast.
I am doing fine. Don't let first word of encouragement. Don't let the clouds bother you, or don't give them a second thought. It's very pleasant, unlike 90 degree sun last year.
Yes, much
and
different.
It's dry down here, and it's actually very, very pleasant. So get on down here. That's the message.
Absolutely, it's just absolutely one of the great events that we do in Tacoma and Pierce County, and we're delighted. We've been here for what, Bob, over 20 some years. 20 years. Clay Radio has been part of it. Michael, you and I, this is, believe it or not, I was thinking about this the other night. You and I have been together three times now. This is our third year. They haven't banned us or anything like that.
No. And I thought you were going to say it. We've been together three times, and that's plenty. But no, you can't get enough of that. No, it's always good. It's always good. This is one of these events, whether you're sitting here on the radio or walking up and down the street. This is one of these great events where you get to see a whole bunch of your community up and down the street, and they're eating, and people are, this is one of these happy, smiley times
absolutely.
They don't happen often enough. So, again, we encourage everybody, don't miss out. This is one of the great events here.
Our job, Michael, as I see it, is to kind of describe what's going on and encourage people to come down. It goes on all day and into the night. We've got a big fireworks show, which, by the way, this year, the fireworks show will be dedicated to our good friend, Stan Nakarada, who, I was thinking about this. It starts, at about 10 o'clock, I believe, right around there. And I was thinking about Stan the other day because, number one, Stan loved a number of things. First, family, okay? Number two, I think baseball. Three was Tacoma. And four, fireworks. I think those were kind of the way Stan rolled.
And for Stan, frankly, fireworks kind of umbrellaed all of those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, so anyway, the fireworks show tonight is Stan's dedicated in his memory, and that's going to be a big thing. And we'll have more about that a little later on.
We'll talk about Stan a little more.
Absolutely. Anyway, let's talk about how you can get here. And I think this is just great. Parking, not an issue here, because you can park at either TCC if you live in that part of the Tacoma. That would be a University Place, Lakewood, West Tacoma, that area, 6th Avenue, and
Gig Harbor,
all of those parts. TCC, you hop on, the buses run down here, they drop you off at 30th and McCarver, and they run every 30 minutes. So a lot of people come down, and they stick around for maybe 2, 3, 4 hours, catch the bus, go home, or go someplace else, and come back for the fireworks, which you can do. The other place that you can get free transportation down here via Pierce Transit is at the Tacoma Dome Station, which is at, 623 Puyallup Avenue, and that'll do the same exact thing. Lots of parking. Parking is free. All you have to do, hop on the bus and come on down.
I don't want to impersonate a wife, but it's actually 610 Puyallup Avenue.
610.
But anyway, I never look at street signs down there.
There you go. It's the Tacoma Dome Station, and that's the spot on Puyallup Avenue. You can't miss it. It looks like a bus place, and that's what it is. That's why it is a bus place. We've got a little Union Pacific. One of the things I love about these Union Pacific Railroad, we've gone from buses to railroad, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things I love about this kind of a broadcast, I will tell you up front, we are not going to be fancy. We're not going to be sophisticated. We're just going to be a couple of local guys here talking about this great event because we love being here, and they invite us back every year. What that means is you're going to have all the sights and the sound, not so much the sights, we'll describe those for you, but you'll have all the sounds. You'll have the trains as they come by, you'll have the garbage cans banging as people clean those, and so on and so forth. So we hope to have a great time, and we want to invite you to come down at some point in the day and take in this great, great civic event.
those of you coming down, and every one of you should be coming down. Matter of fact, if you're not coming down, I want you to come down here and tell us why you're not coming.
That's right. Bring a note. Bring
That's
a note.
Right. But I wanted to tell those of you who might be bringing young children, maybe some folks who have a little more trouble getting around, so you need to plan your time a little more. The bus service runs every 30 minutes, starts at 10 a.m., so it started already, until 8 p.m. And then there's a lull between that 8 p.m. and then it resumes right after the fireworks. So
that's the reason, because
is a two-hour window there, and or a three-hour. But every 30 minutes, starting now, through 8 p.m. So those of you who may be bringing young children or other folks who need a little planning, you can come on down. You can go back anytime you want. You're not going to get stranded down here. And like I say, I personally, if you're not coming,
you want to know why.
I want to know why, and I want you to come down here and tell me why. And then you won't have to tell me.
Let's give them a couple of reasons for making the trek down here. We've already told you it's free transportation. Parking isn't an issue. But we've got all kinds of activities. We've got activities for the kids, the Fun Zone, once again, which has all kinds of great activities. And I listened to your program, the Franco Fridays, now that you're a big radio star. I've noticed you've become a little bit assertive. It's no longer, oh, just call me Mike. It's Mr. Franco and this kind of thing. But I listened to your show on Friday, and I listened, you talked with Gary Grape, who's kind of the big.
Yes, we've had Gary, and I'm hoping Gary and certainly one or two of his staff people will be coming down. We'll be talking through the morning, but putting this event on is it's not like falling off a log. A lot of work goes into it, a lot of expense. We're going to be encouraging everybody who attends to make sure they go out of their way and express their support, make a donation, because we want to make sure this event continues.
Right. It's expensive to produce. What I was going to say is that they've added some new toys, some new things for the kids to do. I noticed as I drove by, they've got a big rock climbing device there for the kids, and they've got all kinds of inflatable toys and things to do. And that one's located not far from, actually, I can see it from here, but it's not too far from the lobster shop. You'll be able to see it once you get down here. We have a myriad. I say that's a pretty big word.
Myriad is, that's three syllables.
Yeah, it was.
We generally at Clay Radio have a two syllable limit. And by the way, those children's things, we've been asked to keep Bill Ogden out of there.
Yeah,
they do have an age.
That's a good,
and size limit, by the way.
That's a good executive move, I would say.
Yeah.
Multiple entertainment stages, and I'm looking at one of the stages at the Ram Bighorn stage. Boy, they've got some great, great entertainment. In fact, all of them do, but one that stuck right out, and I love this, is Little Blue and the Blue Notes. They're going to be playing at noon. Now, there is an icon. Bob McCluskey, you know Little Blue? Little Bill on the Blue Notes.
Bill's been around about 40 years.
Oh, he's been longer than that, even.
Player. He plays bass.
Yep.
He's got a backup group that is just one of the best in the Northwest.
Bill Englehart.
Exactly. And Little Bill's been around everywhere. After that, the Michael Crane Band, which is another good blues band, they're going to be playing. And then Slim Wizzy.
Who is Slim Wizzy? I love the name.
I don't know.
How could you not know Slim?
I don't know. I'm going to find out today at 4 o'clock. That's on the Ram, by the Ram.
Slim Wizzy, that's the greatest name I've ever heard.
I love it.
I don't care if he can't play a note. I'm going to go watch him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Incidentally, the voice you hear is Bob McCluskey, who is our station manager. And actually, you put a lot of time into this because you believe in it. You've been around for the full 20 years.
The full 20 years. And, you know, the last 10 years we have not had rain, and I think it's going to be the 11th year in a row.
Yeah, it looks good. It does look good. So, anyway, Bob is an accomplished musician. He plays the guitar, and he plays what we call the harp, and he is really good at that kind of thing, and he knows almost all of these musicians. So when we
except
for Slim Wizzy, and we're going to find out about I love it. We're going to find out about Slim at some point in time. Anyway, when we go to talk about the people on the stages around here, we're going to kind of defer to Bob because he knows all of these people and so on. So you've got all of that. One thing that caught my eye, and I'm bringing these things up because this is happening within the next couple of hours, so you want to get down here for it. I see Armed Forces Hot Dog Eating Contest. Now, put the mic back in Franco's hand right now, because two words came up, hot dog and eating. And while you may be our go-to guy for music, Franco's our go-to guy for hot dogs. You know what I mean?
And
eating.
Well, hot dogs and eating, what else do you do with hot dogs?
There you go.
Don't answer that.
Well, you know what? They've got the classic 4th of July old-fashioned hot dog eating contest to celebrate the U.S. Armed Forces at Camp Patriot. Now, that's a big stage. It's not too far from where we're located, which is, by the way, at the Les Davis Pier. So most people who are listening to us are going to know where these spots are, so we won't spend a lot of time describing where they are. But this is this happens at 12:30, and again, if we miss the 12:30 one, they're going to do it again at 3 o'clock.
The same guys? They're gonna eat two hours later?
No, Michael, work with me here on this, would you? Would you mind working with me? He's essentially gotten his own show. This man has become unbearable.
Where's my producer?
I can't believe it. Anyway.
Make up.
All right. The U.S. Armed Forces Camp Patriot on the American Be Strong stage at Tacoma Freedom Fair. A fun time promised for all participants and fantastic entertainment for the audience and great prizes for the winners. So anyway, Michael, that's going to happen at 12:30 and 3 o'clock, Armed Forces Hot Dog Eating Contest. Yes, sir.
On Camp Patriot stage, John Leonard is going to be playing. John Leonard is a local musician that writes his own music. I've played with him a number of times, and his complete life is dedicated to serving the military through music. So he plays all over the Northwest, never makes a dime. It's his passion, and he's amazing to listen to. So I wanted to throw that in.
Absolutely, and good for him. And we have just great entertainment. That's kind of one of the big marks of this event. You've got great entertainment anywhere along the route. Incidentally, if you're just kind of listening on your car radio driving through town, and maybe just in the area for the weekend and looking for something to do, this is a great place to be. And this event goes for about, what I would say, 3-4 miles along the Russian Way waterfront, starts at 30th and McCarver, and makes its way down to about the Lobster Shop, which is pretty much kind of the end part of it. But all along the way, you've got food booth, you've got entertainment booth, you've got a car show. We'll talk about that for the in a moment. And we've got a talent show, Star Spangled Karaoke. That's at 3:30. And we'll talk about that. That's just another one of the things. Lots of activities for people to participate in. It's not just something you come down and walk along the waterfront, which in and of itself isn't a bad deal. Hi there. How are you? What do we got here? We have a nice young lady. She's passing out. Oh, look at this. She is a vendor at Sensi's.
I'm Carrie and
Tyler Campbell. What a nice young lady.
I think that we might have a child labor law violation.
No. She wasn't very, but she was cute.
She might have been. Mom
and dad know how to do this. They send daughter out and say, all right, go pass out your cards. A lot of vendors. There's lots of kind of unique merchandise and stuff like that. The stuff that you would see at almost any of these things. It's just kind of one of the things that's part of the 4th of July, and we're delighted to be here. Incidentally, the fireworks show, according to the Travel Channel, do you watch the Travel Channel, Michael?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm a little more retired than you are. I have a couple of years on you. And so once I became retired and on a fixed income, I find that television is one of my primary activities. And so I do watch a little of the Travel Show and Travel Channel. And they say that this is one of the biggest and best fireworks show in America. Okay. This is a nationally syndicated show. On the cable networks, and they say this is really one of the great ones to attend. So
one of the good things here, and I've been all over. As a matter of fact, I've been to Boston on July 4th. I've seen some great shows. The thing that makes this one to me so good is it's so accessible. Yeah, there's traffic at the end of the show, but to come down here for the day, because of just the nature, the layout, Ruston Way. It is so accessible. It's such a great place to come with your kids, with your dogs, by yourself, or anything else. A lot of people get down here early. They've set up their tents, and some of the authentic Freedom Fair sounds you're hearing are tables being set up and other such.
There you go,
going
in the back
around us. But yeah, it is. I think the whole package is is a big winner. Yep. It really is.
And incidentally, we're first of all, you're listening to Clay Radio, AM 1170, as part of our 4th of July Freedom Fair coverage. We're here all day long, but we will be, as far as Michael and Bob and John, who is our engineer. You can't see John and you can't hear him. He's hoping, hopefully he's keeping us on the air.
No, I'm going to butt in because I think at one time in your illustrious career, you may have worked for a station called 1170. But you're currently on the air with a station.
Did I say 1170?
Yes, you
did. Oh, I'm sorry, 1180.
Just for that, you'll be paying for coffee. But
I'm so sorry. I did. I worked on the big 1170.
You're only off by 10, but it is kind of key.
That was. I'm sorry. 1180.
1180.
I apologize. That's right. That was my first rate. Never mind. I brings a tear to my eye up there in Bellingham. Anyway, we couldn't do this if we didn't have some great sponsors. And if you don't mind, please let us. Thank our sponsor for being here. We'll be talking about them throughout the day because they're great people. They have great services, and we want you to know about them. And, of course, we greatly appreciate them sponsoring this event. So some of them include the Dayton Company, Patricia and Company, Cloverleaf. All right, Cloverleaf. We're going to have an interview from the people that own and operate the Cloverleaf.
That's right. That's
on
right.
6th Avenue. Most people know about the Cloverleaf and the pizza. Anyway, we'll be talking about that. South Sound Credit Union, we've got Bruce Dan Meyer for Pierce County Executive. Good guy, by the way. Alderbrook Resort, Clover Park Technical College, law offices of David Buffalini, and the Ram Restaurant and Brewery. We ate there the other day.
Yes, we did.
And had great food. And,
yes.
And you were semi-obnoxious, but I thought the lady, the waitress, the server person was just delightful in handling you and did good.
And, yeah, and, you know, it's impressive when people can roll their eyes that much and still keep their balance. And
well, I think when you begin to run the menu, in other words, I'll have this, I'll have that, I'll have this and that. That was kind of when the eye roll started. Anyway, those are just a few of the many great sponsors, and we'll be talking in a little bit more detail about a lot of these people, but we do want to mention all of them, and we'll be mentioning them frequently and rightfully so because we really appreciate and love them.
And as you come down here and you enjoy your time here, and we'll be talking with Gary Grape, who is with Tacoma Events Commission, and they really kind of make this all happen. But there are dozens, probably hundreds of volunteers. And by the way, I'm going to talk about that a little later, too. You can be part of this event. They need help every year, and it's good to get in with the Tacoma Events Commission. You meet lots of people and have lots of fun. But when you see these volunteers, you be sure and thank them. Let them know you recognize what they're doing, and because it wouldn't happen without
Absolutely.
All those people.
They really do. Let's tell them where we're located, by the way. We're located on the Les Davis Pier, not on the pier itself, because
no,
that's the VIP place.
I thought the Environmental Protection Agency wouldn't let us be that close
to the
water.
weight restriction, please. let's not even go there. But anyway, we've got a little booth here, nicely appointed. What's that? Is that a canopy? Is that what we call that?
I would call that a canopy.
Okay, and it's got this says KLAY AM 1180. Right there. We duct tape that nicely so you know where it's at. We would love to. If you come down here, you'll see us. We're right in front of the pier itself. And we would love to have you drop by and say hello, wave, introduce us to your dog, your kids, your grandkids, your aunts, your uncles, whoever, your friends. That's why we're here. We want to meet people and talk with them, and not necessarily on the radio, but if you want to be on the radio, we'd love to talk with you on the radio. Bobby, what's going on?
Let's talk about the Les Davis Pier. Now, that's the VIP pier, but there's a small fee you pay to get on it, and there's a lunch provided, and you can watch the air show from there. Very nice. And it's $50, I'm told, to get on the pier. It's a great lunch. It's a great view of the air show. And then you can come on and off as long as you'd like. And then when the fireworks show comes, you can go right to the end and watch it from your VIP seat.
So what's that cost?
$50.
$50, you said. Okay. And I guess the next question, I guess I heard you say that, but the next question is, can you still get tickets? Can you still get on?
You can still get tickets, yes.
Okay, so that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that is really cool about this, Bob, is that, you know, for as big as this is and as much as it has to offer, yes, they're asking for some for contributions because it's important to do that, and we need that to keep things going.
Tamara's here, and she's going to talk to us a little bit more about the pier. She's the the gatekeeper.
Is she the peer lady, Tamara? How are you?
Thank you.
The what now?
The queen.
The queen of the peers.
Queen
Tamara,
of the peers.
I love that kind of talk. That is good. You're not just, I love it. Tell us a little bit about it. First of all, you get a lot of people that sign up for it and so on.
We do.
And the fee is
if you come for the lunch, it's $50.
Uh-huh.
And there's a catered lunch. You're here for the air show, and you get a gift bag.
And what's in the gift bag?
A gift.
Good, Tamara. Tamara, I like you. Not much, but I like you. What? You're quicker than I am.
It's
remember?
It's a little surprise. It's a little kind of trinkety fun stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Some fun.
Okay. And there are tickets still available,
yes,
or spaces available?
We have a few tickets available left. Yes. And then after the air show and for the fireworks, you can get on the dock for $5.
Okay. Okay.
So.
And all this kind of goes to help.
Help fund this event,
exactly.
Pay for the fireworks, pay for the air show,
perfect.
Pay for my counseling.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I have been doing the doc for 3 or 4 years.
You must like it.
I love it.
So do you get involved throughout the whole year, or is this something that, okay. So
I'm actually a board member for
the DC. Uh-huh.
And so we're all active board members, so we all participate in all of our events.
So this goes on, you know, the organization of this and working and putting things together. This goes on year-round, right?
Yeah, we'll start next year on July 5th.
July 5th. And Gary Grape, of course, is kind of the grand poobah, but he put together all of you people. And Bob mentioned that, and Mike did too, that if you want to volunteer for this event, you could always use a few more.
Absolutely. And you can come down and just volunteer at our volunteer headquarters, and they can get you signed up right now.
Where are the volunteer headquarters here? Right down that way. Down that way. Ladies and gentlemen, she's pointing her... I want you to look closely into your radio.
Yes, look into
and she's pointing her thumb right in the right in that direction. Right there.
It's past... I can't remember what road it is.
Okay. Okay. It's all right. It's good, Tamara. You're doing good. You're doing a good job. So anyway, when people come down, they want to be on... You're going to get down here, and you're going to see what we're talking about as far as the Les Davis Pier. You probably fished on this pier in your lifetime if you live in Tacoma or Pierce County, but today it has a special meaning. It's a special spot, and so we would love to have you come down, and they will get you all set up. And Tamara, hang around, come back and see us a little bit later on. We'd like to talk with you again and see if we can't get some people to kind of take you up on your offer. And you know what? Try to find out where the volunteer place is, would you? Okay, pointing is good except on radio. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm sorry.
You're good. All right.
I know how to get there.
I'm happy for you. Thanks, Tamara.
Thanks
for what you do, and thanks for coming on. That's Tamara. She is the peer lady, the peer princess, the peer queen.
The queen of the peer.
The queen of the peer. There you go. I love it. See, this is, you know, when we talk about meeting nice people, there was one of them. And
that's right.
Tons of people walking and they're kind of doing their exercise and all that kind of thing. See, lots of dogs and lots of pets. This is a pet-friendly, family-friendly place to be on the 4th of July.
The thing you don't see right at the moment is anybody making coffee.
I was going to mention that.
I've burned off 47 calories walking back and forth.
I need my coffee.
I don't know. I don't know.
I just don't understand
it. It's one of those things that you and I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I want to talk for just a second as we kind of run down all the things that are happening. We talked about the entertainment and kind of highlighted a few of the people. We talked about the kids zone. We talked about some of the food along the waterfront. But the air show, okay, the air show gets underway at 1 o'clock. Now, you and I, Mr. Franco, we're going to be here doing our little dog and pony show till about 1 o'clock, at which time they're going to turn this over to somebody that is like a professional pronouncer.
Somebody who will actually be sharing viable information with our listeners.
And be able to get all the words in and not stammer and stutter and do some of the silly things that that we do. But anyway, the deal is they've got a big air show that goes gets underway at 1 o'clock, okay? Now, they have they had a little deal, and I think I emailed. Did you get, do you check my emails when I send you emails? And
usually it goes straight to spam.
I see.
No, I do.
Well, they had what they call a media day on, I believe it was yesterday or Friday.
Yes, they did.
And I know that you and McCluskey both were over there and made every effort to make it to go up in one of those airplanes where they were doing loop to loops. They were flying under the Narrows Bridge, over the Narrows Bridge. They were doing all kinds of things.
I'm not a loop to loop guy.
You're a little loopy, but loop to loop is probably not
like
how.
I like to watch videos of those things.
Well, you know what? I want to tell you something, and I'm going to just, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about this. There is a young gentleman who's going to be in the show. His name is Will Allen. He's known as the Rock and Roll Air Showman. And he graduated from Kent Meridian High School. All right. And, one of the people who are a lot braver than you in the media is one of the columnists, one of the writers for the Tacoma News Tribune. Her name is Brian Grimley. Okay. And she went up in it. And she wrote an article in the paper on yesterday, in Sundays, and she just had a ball. Okay, she said, "I'm a mother of two. So what am I doing with this?" But she said it was great. She said just had so much fun. She's so happy now she's a couple of years younger than either you or I.
A couple of decades. Yeah.
And she looked like she's a little more petite than you or I. But she had she had just a wonderful time. So this Will Allen will be performing today. And again, he's a local kid. He's Kent Meridian.
Yeah, a lot of the people who perform in the air show here, unlike some of the bigger sponsored air shows, a lot of these people are private entities. They perform in planes they own, they maintain, and it kind of makes it kind of special. And they do crazy, crazy, crazy things. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah, you know, Will Allen, as we mentioned, he's the rock and roll air show man. And, you know, I think he kind of features himself as a rock and roll disc jockey. I think he's back in the, you know, 60s and 70s, although I don't think he's old enough to have been there. Anyway, he puts on a show that's a combination of aerial display, rock concert, using state-of-the-art broadcasting equipment. He's able to sing and announce live. He's not only is he flying, he's singing and announcing while he's performing, all right? Flying to his custom-written soundtrack, he sings and interacts with the crowd, giving the feel of a lead singer, getting the fans on their feet at a concert. So that's just one of the performers and in a bi-wing airplane. So that is going to be exciting. And again, my congratulations to, and I do not know the lady, but I read her regularly, Brian Grimley, who unlike you and Mr. McCluskey, who not only had the opportunity, but a reminder to go do this, kind of for some reason maybe had, we're too busy? Would that be?
I'm very busy. You know, we're going to take a short break here.
Okay.
We had an opportunity the other day to talk to the CEO of Pierce Transit, and a very interesting lady. And by the way, the most interesting thing is she is CEO of Pierce Transit. She started her career, as you'll hear, down in Lane County, Eugene, Oregon, as a bus driver. And she's now the CEO. So we're going to throw that back to the station and have a conversation with her and talk about Pierce Transit. And then we'll be right back with you at the Les Davis Pier at the Tacoma Freedom Fair.
And we are 1180 Clay Radio, AM 1180.
This is Mike Franco, Radio Clay, 1180 AM, and today we're really happy to have Sue Dreyer, CEO of Pierce Transit, with us. Sue, welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't you start off, because this is long questions. How are things going? What's going on at Pierce Transit?
Well, we have a lot going on at Pierce Transit. and we've been very productive over the last year. We've moved past the recession, and our reserves have stabilized, which gives us some real opportunities to restore our service and grow it in some different ways in the community. And so we're looking at expanding about 60,000 service hours in the next year, which is a big lift. And in the process, we are hiring all kinds of operators and mechanics to support that service. And we're also really looking at different ways that we can support the community with first and last mile connections, whether that is through use of technology or looking at alternative means, but just really trying to give people mobility choices in the Pierce County area, no matter which area you're in.
And I think it's important to reinforce for all of our listeners, all of us who live here, that organizations like Pierce Transit don't just grow completely on their own. They're filling a need, but at the same time, there's related job creation. There's all sorts of positives to our general economy that come from Pierce Transit.
Absolutely.
Tell us about, whenever I read anything and it's got the word free in it, I get all excited. But we have mentioned this before here on Clay. Talk to us about the service you're providing in support of the Big Freedom Fair coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. Because of the Tacoma Events Commission and our partnership with them, we are going to be running shuttle back and forth from Tacoma Dome Station and Tacoma Community College at 19th and Mildred. So you can catch a bus there every 30 minutes from 10 in the morning until 8 on the 4th of July. And then we'll kind of take a little break and start again right after the fireworks to shuttle everybody back from the event. And the great thing is all of our buses will be free that day, you know, thanks to the Tacoma Events Commission. So I'd like to just give everybody an opportunity, invite everybody out to use all of our service, because all of our fixed routes will be running free, and it's just a great chance to get out and try the bus.
So even if you're silly enough, and I mean silly enough, to miss out on the Freedom Fair activities themselves, you'll be able to freeload your way around on free buses all day the 4th.
Yes.
That's not the word you would use, I know.
Yeah, the word yes.
Okay, that's great. I want people to know it's good. They want to get out there, and we all know the alternative, which is driving and parking and traffic and everything else. Will you be at the Freedom Fair? Will Transit be there?
Yes, we'll actually be there. We'll have a table or a booth right next to the Northern Fish Company along Ruston Way. We'll also bring out one of our trolleys just so people can see them and step on them if they'd like to. So we'll have information to share of all of our services, whether that's the big fixed route bus or van pool, and our complimentary paratransit service as well.
Obviously, you're set up to really provide good broad service for this event coming up. Can you talk about events in the next month, 2-3 months, planning that you're doing to support those events?
Yes, you know, summer is here, and the last couple days have showed us that, haven't they? So Pierce Transit is back out again, connecting people to activities around Pierce County. So we'll be providing shuttle for the JBLM Air Show on August 27th and 28th. Once again this year, we'll be doing shuttle for the Washington State Fair, which is running a week longer this year. And then, of course, our Gig Harbor Trolley is running all summer. So you'll have all kinds of opportunity to, rather than driving yourself and having to circle parking lots to find parking spots to places like the fairs, you could just pick up a shuttle at different locations around town.
That's great. Sue, we're going to wrap things up. Is there anything else you want to say or share with us that you want people to know about when it comes to Pierce Transit?
Yeah, just one other thing. There's a great opportunity for the public and customers to give us your feedback. And if you go on to piercetransit.org, there is a system where the public can build their own bus route. And it's really fun to go in and play around with how our system can look now. And that will drive our major service enhancements over the next year. And also, just be on the lookout this summer and fall. We'll be doing some public forums around town, too.
Sue Dreyer, CEO of Pierce Transit, we want to thank you for joining us. We look forward to having you again. This is Mike Franco, Clay Radio 1180.
Thanks, Mike.
Tacoma's Freedom Fair. Everything you remember about the 4th of July and more. Good food, cold beverages, arts and crafts, cruise and car show, kids' fun zone, and 7 stages of live music.
Hi, this is Bill Ogden inviting you to join me and Mike Franco on 1180 AM or stop by Les Davis Pier for the air show action, the fireworks, synchronized music, and all the fun of Tacoma's Freedom Fair on the 4th. Check out freedomfair.com and be sure to thank our fine community-minded sponsors.
The Ram Restaurant and Brewery.
The Dayton Company.
Law offices of David Buffalini.
The Cloverleaf Tavern.
Tacoma Community College.
Patricia and Company.
South Sound Credit Union.
Alderbrook Resort.
Clover Park Technical College.
Dana Rain King Allstate Insurance.
Fence Specialist.
Muckle Shoot Casino.
Pacific Grill.
And the Tacoma Events Commission.
Oh, but ain't that America? You and me. Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America?
And back once again from the Freedom Fair along the Russian Way waterfront and Clay Radio AM 1180. Proud to be part of it. Mike Franco, Bill Ogden, we've got Bob McCluskey, we've got John Burton at the knobs. That's how we like to describe you.
At the knobs.
At the knobs, right there. He's the technical guy keeping it all together from the. There you go. So the interview was number one, an interesting interview, and number two, we want to kind of thank Pierce Transit, because guess what? You get to ride here for free from two locations, TCC and also down at the Tacoma Dome Station, which is at 623 Puyallup Avenue, correct? Did I get it right this time?
That is absolutely correct.
But you know what? Today you can ride the Pierce Transit route for free.
Anywhere.
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 That's a great deal.
Anybody who tunes in to Clay Radio, particular 8 to 10 on Fridays, we're on every week, knows that we are education guys and people. We are transit people. We're local business people. And transit's very important, and it's amazing. After all these years of stubbornness, everybody has suddenly appreciated the value of having good transit. It's growing. The connectivity with Seattle, and not just one way, both ways. So Seattle's connectivity.
Good to get there, but it's also good to get back.
Connectivity with Tacoma, and 25% of the workers in the greater area here do work in King County, not necessarily downtown.
I didn't know that.
Yep. The frequency to Seattle, the express connection both ways, it's growing, and it's really great. A lot of people who are big baseball fans who choose to go to the Mariners on weekends, they add extra trains clear from Lakewood. So we like transit. You're going to hear from them periodically, and we keep our eye on what they're doing. They're doing great things. They're a great part of the growth here, just like Freedom Fair, just like the downtown development. And we're Pierce Transit fans.
Yep, absolutely. And they do a great job, and it's not easy doing that. They have, as you know, if you read the newspapers or follow the news, there are people that you can't please all the people all the time, but they do a terrific job with something that is a very complicated sort of a thing.
They're a lot quieter. Pierce Transit's a lot quieter than the Burlington Northern
Railway.
Train. Why is it, you know, when they're going outbound,
uh-huh,
they go a lot slower. Is it uphill or?
You know, I don't know.
Are they out of gas? What's going on?
You know, at the speed they're going, you could probably run over there and do a little interview with the conductor and
The engineer. Stay away from tracks. I stay away from tracks.
All right. But you're absolutely right. We, as you know, we're broadcasting live, and there's nothing more fun. I love a live broadcast for exactly that reason. Warts and all, we're here. We put up with, we don't have to put up with. We simply, it's part of the atmosphere and the spirit of this great event. It is Freedom Fair. It's, we have, as far as Clay Radio is concerned, we've been here for the past 20 years, and we're delighted to be part of it again. We've got some great sponsors, and we're going to try to mention them as frequently as possible, simply because they spend a little bit of money so that we could be here. So Fence Specialist, Muckleshoot Casino, just a couple of our great sponsors. And we've got Dana Ranking Allstate Insurance. Thank you, Dana, for your sponsorship. Eagle Tire and Automotive, Pierce College, Fleet Feet Tacoma. I wasn't sure I was going to get that through, but get it all out. But we did. Fleet Feet Tacoma, Tacoma Community College, and Goodwill. So those are just some of our sponsors.
I want to mention, as long as we're talking about sponsors, I want to mention Patricia and Company, which is a marketing firm, and I hope I'm designated that correctly. Patricia and Company has worked with us. Matter of fact, she joined us on the air recently, and they're very local. We love them. Small business, very local in University Place, and they work with all kinds of clients, all kinds of business, a lot of small businesses. They work with law firms, restaurants, optometrists, insurance agents, so on and so forth. Everything you can think of, shopping malls and hotels. And they offer the complete menu of marketing services, consultative services. Great little business. They're the kind of guys we all root for. They help other small businesses succeed. They've been around for a few years, and they're located right here in University Place. And again, the name is Patricia and Company. Give them a call. Give them
a
call.
Phone number?
They will help you out.
Sitting right there on
your phone number is right. Is that your way of telling me to give the phone number? Stupid. It is 253-208-0135.
Yeah. And the name of the company again?
Patricia and Company. It's Patricia L. Manny. And give her a call. They're right out on Bridgeport Way.
All right.
And they can help you out. And she'll come see you, and she'll straighten you out, and she keeps up on what's going on. I'll tell you, I had a long conversation, and we, KLAY, are a small business, and she knows her stuff. She's
good.
Connected. She knows what's going on, what works.
All right.
And anyway,
all right. Give
one
Patricia
of our
a call.
Favorite people.
Yep. And thank
Patricia
you for being one
company.
Of our sponsors here. So a couple things we want to talk about, and one of them, the amount of entertainment there. If you get down here, and now the sun's starting to break out, by the way, with a little, I wore my jacket. I noticed you did too, and we'll be able to take these off very, very shortly. But it's a great place to just come down and walk along the promenade here at Rustin Way. And we start at about 30th and McCarver. That's where Pierce Transit will drop you off from either the TCC parking lot or from the Tacoma Dome Station at 623 Puyallup Avenue. And again, that's a free ride. They run every 30 minutes. So if you want to leave at any particular time, you're never going to have much more than a 30-minute wait, and they'll get you right there and get you back to your car. You can go on about your business. A lot of people come down and come in during the morning time when it's, frankly, this is a great time to be here because there's not a whole lot of people. And you can kind of walk around and see what's going on. Maybe grab a little bite to eat and see some of the entertainment, and look at the car show and do that sort of thing. Then they take off and go do whatever it is they need to do for the rest of the afternoon. And then they make their way back this evening for the big fireworks show.
The big fireworks show. And our location, by the way, we're right by the Les Davis Pier. Frankly, there's no bad location. The whole Rustin Way corridor is just
great,
beautiful.
Place.
It's great. It's many of you have been here, but one of the good things about this location, we're not only close to the pier, we have a very close proximity porta potty, which is vital
that
for
was
almost
vital
any.
For us. Yes, that was in our contract.
Starting just a few minutes ago, we've got about three or four different barbecue places that have fired up their grills, so we're getting some enticing aromas from these places.
I think we've got an interview coming up. I see an interview. It looks like he might be a pole vault person, and that's going on here.
McCain,
Bob.
Yes, and he's going to talk about what's going on here at the Freedom Fair in the pole vaulting arena.
Sure.
But what is going on, McCain? First of all, you must have a name besides McCain. Do you have a full name?
Yeah, my first name is McCain. My last name is Lee. So
McCain Lee. All right, McCain Lee. Welcome to our KLAY, our Clay Radio, 1180 AM. We got to put all that in here. Our microphones. And so it says Pro Vault. What is going on? I know that's been an event that has been kind of a mainstay here for a lot of years.
Yeah, we've been doing the beach vault here with the Freedom Fair for many years. We actually hold the title of the longest running beach vault in the country, and we're keeping that going strong. And we just basically have people come out and pole vault with us, and it's a USA track and field sanctioned meet, so anyone that goes for a record, it counts.
Okay. That's important. So the people that are actually doing that, this isn't somebody that gets off of the Pierce Transit bus and says, I'm coming down for the day, and I want to go pole vault. Yeah, that doesn't sound like that's going to be in their schedule today.
It's a little bit of a logistical nightmare getting all the pits and the poles down here, and we had to rent like 26-foot-long trucks just to get the equipment down
here.
And it's a lot of work to do it, but when you get it all set up and it looks beautiful and everyone's having fun and smiles and jumping high and setting records, it's kind of an amazing experience down here.
What kind of a turnout do you get? How many participants?
We have typically between 40 and 60 athletes turn out, all ages, demographics from 9 years old all the way up to 76.
Excuse me? So repeat that for me.
We have 76-year-old vaulters. We have 56-year-old.
76-year-old vaulters?
Yes, we do.
And how high do they I'm starting to get scared just talking about it. I'm sorry, because that's kind of in my age bracket there. So
typically the older demographic, they'll jump anywhere between 6 feet and 9 feet, somewhere
okay.
in there.
Wow.
And then we have some younger high school vaulters that can jump all the way up into the 17-foot range.
Wow. So this goes on. First of all, location. Where are you located along the Russian Way waterfront?
Actually, I don't even know where we're exactly located. We're right next to the food stands, just behind them. But we're right along the water here.
Okay, a little bit. Yeah, about 500, 600 feet left of the. We're if you get to the Les Davis Pier, and everybody kind of knows where that is, just keep following down. You're going to find it. It's down not too far from the. Lobster shop. You're not too far from the kids zone. There's kind of an area that's concentrated. So are you a local guy?
Yeah, actually, we have our camp or our club is located in Tukwila, Kent.
Okay.
It only took us about 30 minutes to get down here, and we're close.
Outstanding. To put something like this on, to get the participants and stuff, when do you start to kind of organize and get the word out and all that? How long does it take to do that?
Well, this year, we typically give it a month.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we kind of did a kind of a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
And we only had like 2 weeks notice. So we had a lower turnout this year, but we're still really excited about how many people are out here. We're going to actually have the runway sanctioned and certified by an individual who is he's one of these kids are going to try to go for a record today. So we had to get the runway sanctioned and measured and everything like that.
So when is this like an ongoing, so we're here, we know where you're at, we know what's gone into it,
yep.
So does it go on continuously?
So we have seven groups,
uh-huh.
And in each group there's going to be about 6 to 9 athletes.
Okay.
And the first group that is going right now, their heights are between 6 and 9 feet. The next group is going to be 9 to 12 or 11 feet, and then we'll continue to go up throughout the day. So we'll be done probably at 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, it's an all-day event.
All-day event, so you guys can just come and have a look and watch and support the pole vaulters.
Great spectator event.
Yes.
All right. Well, Kane Lee, you are a delight to talk with. Congratulations on putting together a great event. And I know it's a crowd favorite. You draw lots of people. And thanks for – I just snorted in the microphone. I apologize. I get so excited that happens. When you get to be
– No problem.
Yes. When you get to be what we call a senior – in the twilight of my youth is what I refer to it as being – you snort, and hopefully nobody notices, but they did, so I'll point it out.
It's all right.
In any event, congratulations on
Thank
this.
You.
I'm gonna sneak down there and see
you.
76-year-old
yeah,
guy,
come and down and give us the support. And we're actually gonna we really like the crowd to get involved with the event, because when we're at the back of the runway and we're on our third and final attempt and we're just really stressing about trying to jump over the bar, and having the crowd get involved and do clapping and getting the energy up high, it really is.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's part of it. So come out and support it and get excited for us. So.
All right. McCain, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
For sure, when you come down here, make sure you get down and take that in. That's one of the biggies. That's one of the great things that are that's going on. I noticed that when we started talking about leaping over bars and this kind of thing, Michael, you kind of exited. You moved away from the microphone.
Well, I'm not sure what you were talking about. I always stay on one side of the bar.
you're
talking about pole
different
vaulting. Oh, well, no.
McCain, try to ignore him.
No,
go back and do the great job you're doing. I'm so embarrassed.
All
right.
Thank you,
McCain. Thank you so much. So you're listening to Clay Radio AM 1180. We're part of Freedom Fair 2016. It's our 20th year being here, and We're just having a ball talking with people, and we thank you so much for listening. We appreciate the fact that you're in tune with AM 1180, and appreciate your listening to us. And we are, the air show itself gets underway at 1 o'clock. That's another one of the big deals. There are just so many different kinds of things. Along the way, we've got all kinds of entertainment stages, and basically we start from 30th and McCarver, and you just kind of make your way down toward the Lobster Shop. So if you're familiar with the area at all, and I think probably the vast majority of our listening audience is, you just come down and walk along. You're going to take it all in. It doesn't do us a lot of good to say where they're located because you'll find it. It's real easy to do. So entertainment, we've got a kids zone, we've got pole vaulting, we've got a car show, and that car show, by the way, is down by the Lobster Shop. In fact, I think that car show is right there in the parking lot of the Lobster Shop, and I love that. I love the car shows, and I saw some of the cars coming down. And, Michael, what else do we have going on?
You know, I was looking at, and Bob's the musical expert in this group.
Amongst other things, by the way.
But as a guy who kind of lives in the past, music-wise, I can tell you, just glancing at the schedule, the entertainment plan, there's a lot of tribute-oriented bands here. There's a Blues Brothers Review. There's a Infinity Project with musical tribute to Journey. I think we've got somebody here who does a little Wings and Things, which is a tribute, that's 5:30, tribute to Paul McCartney. Some of you may have heard of Paul McCartney. Bill,
I've heard of him.
Have.
Yeah, I remember him. Didn't he used to be with another band, too?
Wasted on the Way, the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young tribute band. At 3
I like
o'clock.
That name. That's
that
good.
That is a good name.
That's a good one.
But this is, so for some of us who really kind of came into our music awareness in the 60s, 70s,
right,
into the 80s, and I think there's U2, I don't know if I mentioned them, but there is all kinds of music here, and of course there's blues and you name it. But
yep.
And folks, this is the only thing better than good music is good music that's free.
Absolutely, and actually this, you know, we don't want to, we're reluctant to call it free because the reality is that this costs a lot of money, something like about $200,000 or more to put on. But it is an event that that the public really benefits from. And so when you come here, you are being asked, and it's not a situation where they're going to jump in your face and say, hey, you want to donate some money. But what they would love to have you, individuals, $3, family, $7. If you could do that, that would help out a lot.
And
okay?
I would encourage those of you who could give a few extra, because we have all been involved in these events, and it's been around a long, long time. And the days, quite frankly, of going to the city, going to the county, even going to a big company and just getting a big check written out.
It's tough.
It is really difficult, and I can tell you that Gary Grape does a great job, but starting right now, next year's Freedom Fair, it's going to be a challenge. And
right,
the way we make that challenge, the way we meet that challenge is if not 5, but 500 or 5,000 of us all chip in. So you come down here, you get a chance to make a pretty modest donation, and it all makes a difference.
It's well worth the money. And incidentally, speaking of the big corporate sponsors that help sponsor this, we have to certainly remember and talk about the Emerald Queen Casino and the Puyallup Indian Tribe, because they are folks that they step up to the plate, whether it's the Daffodil Parade or it's an event like this, Freedom Fair, or any Toys for Tots. The Puyallup Indian Tribe are terrific neighbors. They get out and they help, and it's just a great thing that they do. So we want to acknowledge that. We also want to acknowledge some of our sponsors, and they include the Freedom Foundation, DeLong's Deluxe, Great Hamburgers, Freight House Station, Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range, Ted Brown Music, the Machinist Union District 751 Pacific Grill, and the Melting Pot Restaurant. So those are just a few of the great sponsors that we have, and again, we want to thank all of them for stepping up to the plate for this special event and saying, "Yeah, let's get involved." And so we say thank you, and we hope that you our listeners will support our great sponsors. So, Bill Ogden, along with Mike Franco, we've got Bob McCluskey hanging out here. He's our music guy. He gets us interviews. And then we've got John Burton, who's kind of the engineer and kind of keeping this whole thing all on track, so to speak. And incidentally, Mick Doherty is back at the station, so we want to mention Mick, too. So, all right. So this looks like you have something on your mind.
Well, not really.
Oh,
I was just going to say,
sorry,
it's good to have Nick at Mick at the station because it, you know, it keeps him off the street. And that's a,
Mick,
that's
I don't know you, but I'm not sure you have to take that.
That's a continuous challenge. We are going to take a break here in a couple minutes, I guess, 3 or 4 minutes. Want to remind you again that you can get down here not only easily but inexpensively. Pierce Transit will bring you from Tacoma Community College or down there at the Tacoma Dome. The entertainment is starting now.
It is.
Yeah, the first the first at the America Be Strong stage and the stage at Dickman Mill Park, 11 o'clock. So you got a couple minutes, and then Bill, the entertainment goes all day long into the evening.
Yep.
It's
we've got the not just the entertainment, but the let's face it, for a lot of people, the reason they get down here by about 1 o'clock or before around noon, we'll start to see a lot more people. The air show. The air show is huge. People love it. We see some great aerobatic airplanes.
Best in the world.
Best in the world. And, Bob, you take the microphone because you know a lot of this kind of thing. We talked about a little bit about some of the people that are involved. So fill us in.
I will, Bill. We're going to go to a break in just a second, but the shows here, these are the very best pilots in the world. They've flown their planes from all over the country to be here. They've had opportunities in hundreds of different air shows across the country, and they've chosen to come here because they like the environment, they like flying over the water, they like the Puget Sound area, and they're going to give us 100%. They're amazing, accurate pilots.
Entertaining, and air shows are always great, and this is really one of the best ones around. They come from all over, and so we're looking like that's going to be happening at 1 o'clock. We are going to say thank you for listening. We're Clay Radio. We're Clay AM 1180 live from Freedom Fair.